Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour, it's Friday. Come on, us. It's the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn here at your service and on your side. How many times have you heard me say that, Jennifer? At your service and on your side.
Probably a few, but we mean it, right, every time.
Yes, right, of course. We're here to fight truth decay. Let's see how many things I can go through that are pedantic that I've used over the years. Talk that matters. Stimulating talk radio. Yeah. Let's have... all kinds of, it's a bargain listening to this program because it doesn't cost you anything, right? So
the price is right, that's for
sure. The price is right, correct. So as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend, it started actually earlier in the week. On Wednesday when I came back from L.A., the traffic getting to the airport wasn't bad because it was earlier in the day, but getting on the plane and wandering around. The airport was very busy, and so were the flights, it would seem. And so somebody came up with a theory that the airlines were not running as many flights as they normally do.
I've heard that. Is that right?
Well, there normally are 4 to 5 American flights a day in each direction from Boston to Los Angeles. That day, there were 3. And this is not really,
they're packing them up because they're cutting down on their routes.
Yeah. Well, that'll probably won't last long for American because they had the deal. One of the things they did with JetBlue was to meter the number of trips on various routes so that they weren't competing so much. And the government said this week that JetBlue and American had to dissolve their partnership because it was leading to a monopoly in the Northeast, from Boston to New York to Philadelphia down to Washington. There basically are only 2 airlines they pushed everybody else out. Delta, which always had kind of been the king of the Northeast, in a manner of speaking, no longer really is. And they're a far better airline than either American or JetBlue. So it'd be interesting to see how the numbers total up, because I know by the time we'll be on the air live on Monday, I don't think you're going to be here on Monday, but I know, Jay, are you here Monday? I don't know.
No.
No. No, I'm taking the day off. Okay. Well, that's okay. The bottom line is that we have that hero Pete Buttigieg.
Maybe the worst transportation secretary in history.
Could be. I would agree with you on that. There are a lot of the worsts in here. He kind of is on par with that Putz, who was the Secretary of Agriculture during the Trump administration. I forget his name. What was that?
Sonny Perdue, right?
Perdue. That's right. Yeah, he was a horror show. Anyway, let's talk about the good stuff. Driving to the airport. Well, maybe that's not going to be so good.
Traveling. So, maybe that'll stink, too. Well,
yeah, I think so.
Once looks you get like, there, you'll have a great time.
Right. Have a good time. A lot of people have gone early, as I was saying to you, on and off the air.
Yeah, a lot of people do, you know, especially, like, I think today, the Friday disappearance will happen probably.
People, so here's what I...
weekend.
I wish Jerry here so we could post this. I would like to hear excuses that people use for today. We want to have a 4-day weekend. I'm sick. I don't feel good. Now, in your case, that's true, but yet you're here as a trooper. So who's coming up with these excuses? What kind of... My mother has broken her leg. She's fallen and she can't get up.
My dog ate my homework.
My dog... So what excuses do you have? Share them on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. And, of course, there's the ever-loving 855-999-DUGGAROO. Oh, that's your father who says that. 855, I can't get away with that on the phone. 855-999-3684. That translates to Doug. All right, so anyway.
My favorite is when someone makes something up, and then this time of year they go to a baseball game, and then they get caught on camera.
Caught.
Those are the best ones.
Right, yeah, exactly. 42.3 million Americans are expected to travel 50 or more miles from home over the next 5 days. So let's see, what do we have here? Today's the 26th, so I actually started yesterday, right? Or is today the 27th? No, today's the 26th.
26th.
Yeah, 26th. So are you going to travel in your car? How many people are going to take the bus?
Not many in L.A. because it's become very dangerous in L.A.
Yeah, right, to ride. Everything in L.A., if you really get down to brass tacks, is dangerous.
Terrible.
Because the city is... It's worse than terribly run.
Just this week, on the metro, on the bus, some lady came out and said that she was wildly punched by a woman, and she tried to escape, and then another guy came around and stole her phone. Right in a nice area, Woodland Hills in the San Fernando Valley, a bus driver was stabbed in critical condition, not sure if he made it, by someone who just came on. He started arguing with him, and next thing you know, stabbed with an object 4 or 5 times.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, anyway, we've got 6% more people
happy
traveling. Happy trails to you until we meet again, if we do. Let's see here. 6% more on the road. 37 million people on the road this year. A couple of million more than last year. And the space on the highways, because, as we all know, in the good weather, it's time to slow the traffic down. It's time to fix the bridge. It's time to repave the highway. So, what is that? How much does that slow you down as you go? Then the airports, probably 3.5 million people will be on planes. 11% more than last year expected to fly.
Wow.
And the,
have a lot of cabin fever this year too. For I don't know if it's just in my social circle, but everybody's talking about just getting out, change of scenery, get to a beach, get to something. It seems like everybody's really looking for that this year.
Well, the price of gas is a little bit lower than it was last year, but just think about how much time you spend in the car, commuting from wherever you are to where you want to go. And how much of your life will be spent in the car, how much of your life is taken away from you by being on these roads that are not well built and not well maintained. And this is the outrage that I get into every time I start talking about this, because if it weren't for the unions having a stranglehold on the government, everything's got to be a union job. These metro areas around every big city, the roads are atrocious. And that's because they aren't built well. They're not repaired well. They aren't built to last. So, if you're dumb enough to go on the roads afternoon today, expect to spend 3 times more than you might. Let's say you normally drive from Los Angeles to San Diego. All right? That's normally a little bit less than 2 hours, by the way I do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You will spend... Yeah, you'll spend 4 to 6 hours doing the same trip today.
Oh, 1,000%. Especially, it's Friday anyway, and the fact that it's Memorial Day, I didn't even think about it. I'm supposed to go into Hollywood to go to a play with my mom today for Mother's Day. And, boy, I was thinking, gosh, we're going to have to really get there early. Hollywood Bowl, Friday traffic, people trying to get around. It'll be interesting to see how it does.
We have the Cape here and the islands, and we also have the mountains and the lakes up north. The AAA says that if you're going to try to, and most people know about the bridge, there's a bridge that goes up into Maine as well.
That's the one over the troubled waters, right?
Yes, it is. Yep, right. And they're very troubled with your time here. 28 to 45% longer, depending on what time you leave give yourself an extra for a trip to the Cape. Normally, I can drive down to the Cape and cross the bridge in normal driving in an hour and 15, 20 minutes, maybe an hour and a half. Expect 4 hours or more to. Yep, exactly. All right. And, by the way, how about this? The stats, this is for the long weekend. The traffic to go to England and to the easy places to get to in Europe, for example, like Lisbon, Madrid, Rome, Frankfurt, Paris, up 250% since last year.
Wow.
The planes, that's where they're really roaring. And so, anyway, have a good time.
Well, people were locked down for a long time, so party time.
Right. Or as we say here in New England, patty time.
That's it.
All right. So, now let's talk you and I. Let's talk turkey. Or maybe we'll... So, if you've had turkey and didn't agree with you, perhaps you need some of the help that Jennifer and I will offer to you through the auspices of Balance 7. How about... thinking about how's your stomach right now? Think about how everything is working well, everything's coming out fine, everything is feeling good when you put it in your stomach. Well, if that's the case, you probably don't need Balance 7. So for most of you, it's not that way, and you may not even know it. That's the thing, Jennifer. You may not even know that the balance is off in your gut, without a healthy gut, you're going to get nowhere.
Food. It's like bad choices, right? We are all making them. Sugar, yeah. Alcohol, yeah. Coffee, no sleep, stress, anything that can throw off your body's pH. When you're young, your immune system's all fired up, ready to go. Your body wants to be healthy, and the health starts in the stomach. And when your acid levels gets all out of whack, that's what Balance 7 does. It's this burst of alkalinity that helps your system just operate in the way that it's supposed to. And that allows your immune system to work. It allows you to feel less tired. It allows you to have more mental clarity. And, of course, it makes your stomach feel better, which is what I think I noticed. The very first thing is that sour stomach you have, it's gone immediately. Yep. After you take Balance 7, and you can try it. Money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose, and see if it works for you.
All right, so get your immune system cranking, get your body better. Your body can defend you from all of the things that might attack you if you're onto the Balance 7 program. So you call 800-793-9039.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings toned down, simple, and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown and a grilled tortilla. And every Tuesday this June before 11 a.m., Taco Bell reward members who order on the app can get a Breakfast Crunchwrap for free. Uh-oh, I said the F word. Free. Always summons the legal beast.
Rewards members get 1 free Breakfast Crunchwrap award on Tuesdays in June. During breakfast hours only via the app. At participating Taco Bell stores while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The truth far and wide on how to handle your dog, your pet. It's Warren Eckstein time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's talk about pets and sex. And what?
Let's talk about pets and no sex. Spay and neuter. That's the way it should be. That's the
right. Yes. That brand of it. That branch of it. Correct. I saw when it came to Valentine's Day, your pet. 23% of single women would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than a romantic partner. Let's see here. 49% of Americans treat their pets to a Valentine's Day gift. 12% of Americans include their pet in their Valentine's Day activities. So,
well, how did you miss this, Doug? How did you miss this? 51% of American pet parents say that their dogs and cats have literally interrupted intimate time with their romantic partner. There you go.
There it is.
That's why God created doors for that reason.
That's right.
You know, people don't realize that when they're in the process, I don't want to get too technical here, but the bottom line is from a dog's perspective,
they're hurting.
Where they feel someone's getting hurt and there's other things involved. And dogs, so there's a lot of things going on there. So it's confusing from a dog's point of view. So I was joking earlier, just give the dog a cold shower and send him on his way.
Send him on his way. Right. Purina dog food is being recalled across the nation. You probably have talked about this on your weekend program, although the announcement just came out yesterday, I think. The product sold here in this country for taking care of pets who are under veterinary care. So this is Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diet. You familiar with it? I'm sure you're familiar with it. You're familiar with all that. It's sold Purina for professionals. They sell it through veterinarians. So if you've got any of this, you should bring it back and get your money back.
You know, there's a page called Dog Food Advisor.
Really?
And if you log on to that Dog Food Advisor, that site is usually the first one to come out with what dog foods have been recalled, and they're pretty quick about that. So yeah, Dog Food Advisor, it's a pretty good place to be.
Okay, owls in the news. Anybody you know have an owl as a pet?
I don't know of any owl people, right?
There's a from the Central Park Zoo in New York, an owl named Flacco was out and about. He escaped the zoo and he's now been seen hunting for his own food, mostly in and around the park. So this is a Eurasian eagle, Eurasian eagle owl. What do you think? Is this dangerous for the public, or is it just back in their natural habitat, so to speak?
First of all, I'm not a big fan of these type of animals being confined. So anyway, but the bottom line is that I don't think it's a danger to the people. It's more of a danger to the owl with all of the stuff that's around, you know, any number of chemicals and whatever. So, yeah, you know, it's you hear this so much in the last couple of months. All of a sudden, all these zoos are having animals escape or get out. We had monkeys in Dallas, Texas that got out. A jaguar somewhere else that got out. I don't know what's going on with the zoos, but something definitely is going on where all these animals are getting out.
Here's the story from one of our Iowa affiliates sent to me. This teenager helped to save an 83-year-old man's life after the dog and the Jeep that he was in plunged into an icy lake. So there were four men who helped to save this elderly man and his dog. The youngster helping with the survivor, Thomas Lee, who was going out to fish with his son-in-law, had a six-year-old dog, Cooper, with him, and they went through the ice. So the dog was trying to swim. The dog didn't want to, apparently, according to reports, didn't want to leave Mr. Lee. So they were both under the water, and the dog was trying to get this man to the top of the water, and then all these people ran out and saved him. But I thought it was interesting that the dog didn't want to leave his... do we call them masters? That's not fair anymore.
I call them guardians.
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 Yeah.
And then that's just one of the... Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What to expect from your pet when you're expecting. Before the baby arrives, it's important to socialize the pet to children. I recommend tape recording or downloading the sounds of kids playing to get your dog or cat used to the sounds. Familiarize your pet with typical baby sounds. As I said, many are available to download from the internet. But also things like rattles and baby patter and diapers should be around the house, again, to desensitize your dog or cat to what's going to take place. Correct any problem behavior before the baby arrives. Good obedience training is really important. A complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail clipping, and arrangements for pet care during the hectic time. It's important that the way your dog or cat normally lives is maintained. And stock up on toys and playthings. Everyone's going to want to come and see the new baby. They're going to try to bypass the dog, make them stop, give the dog or the cat a treat or a toy. This way, there's a positive association with the arrival of his new brother or sister. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
I strongly urge both chambers to pass that agreement.
President Biden on the dual deals to reduce the rate at which federal spending increases and to raise the debt ceiling.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the deal limits government spending in the next 6 years and raises the debt ceiling. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Wall Street's closed for the holiday, but the Asian markets like the news. Japan's Nikkei index gained about 1% Monday. Not such a good day for Turkey's markets. The country's currency, known as the lira, sank to a record low for a time as longtime President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won the presidential runoff there. Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Final tonight. Miami Heat won the first three. Boston won the next three. The winner faces Denver in the finals starting Thursday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
The hour on the last Monday of May, and that traditionally is Memorial Day, and that's what this is. So what's that all about?
Okay, 34 at the hour on the last Monday of May,
and that traditionally is Memorial Day, and that's
we
what
have
this is.
Hamburger.
So what's that all about?
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here. What is it about
swimming pool
for you?
So I'm out already.
The image.
The beginning
that,
of summer.
We have
time,
a hamburger.
I don't have one, or a hot dog.
I have one of those either.
Grilling, yeah.
But this swimming pools don't have one of those, so I'm out already.
Perhaps more important.
The beginning of summer time.
Summertime.
Even
their lives.
But this
fighting
day
for our
serves
country.
Perhaps more importantly,
the definition
as a time to honor
of
those
that
who have
given
their lives
necessarily here
while fighting
and now
for our country.
This holiday,
this day, this time.
The definition of
we
all
ought
of that
to all be pretty
can be argued,
somber,
but not necessarily
serious
here.
We ought to be
and
thinking
now
about our American
this
history,
holiday, this day, this time.
But the tradition,
we ought to all be pretty
the things that
somber,
we ought to
stand
be
serious.
Well,
we ought to be thinking about our American
history,
argument, also about
what
we ought to be thinking.
about the traditions
we fought, we're all about
the things that America stands for.
It was called Decoration Day at first.
And that gets us into an argument also about what the
when people, members of family, friends, that sort of thing, put
flowers on the
graves. This was started. It was called Decoration Day at first,
and
after the Civil War.
When people,
and
members
so
of family, friends, that sort of thing,
fact that
flowers on the graves
happened because
of both Union soldiers
and
summer
Confederate soldiers.
The 1st of June is really when.
And so,
summertime.
Some fact
that the barbecues happened because it's the unofficial start of summer.
Yeah.
A lot of people think the 1st of June is really when. Summertime.
A lot of people are students are getting out of school and everything. And you know, I have to say, it was really disappointing. Over the weekend, I was listening to some radio stations, FM,
not happy.
All of that stuff. And whenever anybody discussed Memorial Day, it was all, happy Memorial Day, it's the unofficial kickoff to summer. Not a thing was mentioned about what Memorial Day is actually about. It is, like you said, remembering our fallen soldiers, those who died in service. And it's not even, Memorial Day isn't even about just celebrating or honoring or remembering everyone who served. That's Veterans Day. Memorial Day has a very specific reason, and not only do people lose sight of it, but to not hear a single person discuss it on air when I was listening over the weekend, it was so disheartening.
And I use that term because a lot of people use it.
It just gives more into
in the negative,
the
liberalization. And I use that term because a lot of people use it in the positive. Some people use it.
Don't get it.
Negative.
They don't.
But it really is.
Don't get it.
This is
one of the things that
in my mind
so serious,
or is leading
people
to our country
don't get it.
As great
they really don't.
As it used to be.
People just
and
don't
when
get
there
it.
Were people
it's
who
one of
were
the things
willing,
that
in my mind, has
today,
led or is leading
fully
to our country not being as great
as
like
used
some
to be.
Old fart. But and when there were people who were actually willing
to be
engaged
today,
in a conversation like that, Jay,
fully cognizant. Yeah, it's summertime.
It sounded like some old fart.
It's don't have to go to work. We don't have to go to school. Yay!
Be engaged in a conversation like that, Jay.
Clue.
Those people. Yeah, it's summertime. Right.
Sort of don't have to go to work. We don't have to go to school. Yay!
Of
the
country.
Clue.
Teachers
suck at teaching
the history
this sort of
our
thing
country.
In many
Therefore,
different.
We are
most
bound
of the.
To, that's what happens
of the
history,
country.
If you don't learn,
teachers
from
are not teaching
the history of our country,
and therefore.
They are
historical
bound
ought to be put.
To, that's what happens with
what
history.
Happened.
If you don't learn from it, then you repeat
the Grand Army of the Republic.
And this is
which
an important
historical
organization.
Day.
Historical perspective
ought to be put
on a union
on what happened.
John
Logan
was
the general
of
the
Grand Army of the Republic, which was the
pay tribute
organization that basically was set up to honor union veterans.
Will be
selected this day,
May 30th. Actually, was the first one.
Flowers.
To,
or otherwise decorating the graves
he wrote,
of
the 30th of May, 1868,
of country,
during
will be
the late
for the
purpose
rebellion,
of strewing
and whose bodies
flowers,
lie,
and or otherwise
decorating the graves
of
comrades who died
land.
In defense of our country
the
during the late
are in
rebellion.
Chosen is because
and whose bodies
by
now
time,
lie
and
I've
in almost every city, village, and hamlet
I had forgotten
in our
myself.
Land.
I'm looking at the history of
the
holiday.
Flowers
this
are
is,
in the reason it was chosen
this day
is
was chosen because
by this time,
flowers
and
there's not one person
in full
I had forgotten
bloom.
This myself. I'm looking at the
so
history
there wouldn't
of the,
have been flowers
of the holiday.
This
day was chosen because by this time flowers
as great as
are
in full
at the end
bloom.
Of May.
And
so there
so
wouldn't
all
have been
flowers
if you choose
flowers
at that time.
Peak.
As many,
and
the selection would not have been as great as
most people.
It is at the end of May.
So I thought perhaps that.
And
would
so
be
all over the country,
thing
flowers are at their
talk
peak.
About.
Federal
and that's
holiday
why the end of May was
so
chosen.
Banks, nothing most
people
today. Today
don't
it's one of those
that, so
holidays.
That
it's kind of like Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July.
For us to talk about
all the stores are
federal
open.
Holiday
usual.
No it's
banks,
the Memorial Day sale.
Today
get
is
your
one of those
sheets cheaper today.
Holidays. It's kind of like Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July. All the stores are open like it's usual.
It's the Memorial Day sale. Get your sheets cheaper today.
That's where the flags are supposed
to
be today, wherever they are.
Federal holidays.
It's interesting to go around to all the flags that
half
dealers around
or half staff.
Huge flags.
I'm
That's where
patriot.
The flags are supposed to be
Let's
today, wherever they are.
Actually have them at
Interesting
half
to go around to all the flags.
And
the,
there is the misuse
car
of that
dealers
term.
Around the country. Have
I'm
big,
a
huge
patriot.
Flags.
I'm a patriot.
Something
Let's see how many of them actually have them at half mast.
They
and then
the,
there is the misuse of that term.
Annual
I'm a
Washington.
That's also something
the,
that
the thing goes
Gary
with a lot of
these holidays.
And, they
the actor,
they
who always
the,
hosts
the annual
the same pace
Washington
year
singing in
the
portraying
Gary Sinise and
the 4th of July too.
That's the
anyway.
Actor.
Those who always host this.
A reminder
of the same faces you
that
see every
you spend
year.
At least part of the day.
Some people will spend
portraying
the remainder of the
they
day.
They usually do the 4th of July.
Doing what the day
anyway.
Is all about. But mostly those are older folks.
A reminder.
And not
that
the
you spend at least part of the day.
Some people will spend
the remainder of the day.
Doing what the day is all about. But mostly those are older folks. And not the people
aren't
who
are paying attention.
We easily denigrate,
traveling.
I guess, those
more people, traveling
who
this weekend
and has been the case in the past 4 years,
four or five.
Aren't paying attention. Let's put it that
and
way.
And the gas prices are stinging
more
us.
People traveling.
We thought that would impact
travel,
and has been the case in the past
attention.
4 years,
right?
They're not
4 or 5 years actually.
And the gas prices are stinging us. We thought that would impact travel.
Nah. People aren't paying much attention, right?
They're well, I think it's just one of those you don't really have
a
choice.
$3
you have your plans and you want to go do them.
Gallon, by the way, is the national average right now.
If you want to travel, you have to go get gas.
That is a decrease from last year.
$3.59
a gallon, by the way, is the national average right now.
Last year,
that is a decrease from last year.
And, of course, our friends,
but still, when you look at
gas companies, the
always jack up the price.
I remember
at Memorial Day, at
$5
a gallon.
At Labor Day.
And, of course, our friends, the patriotic gas companies,
always
jack up the price at Memorial Day, at
the 4th of July.
You'll see crowds.
At Labor Day.
There'll be a lot of people at Arlington National
Cemetery
today,
for sure.
Much as anything else.
And some of the news media will, you know,
interviewing people, I suppose.
There are
you'll see crowds.
News.
There'll be a lot of people at Arlington National Cemetery today, for sure.
And I know the mayor of
some of the news media out.
Well,
and,
you know,
interviewing people, I suppose, here,
not necessarily news,
small
but
American
stories
were there.
Placed on graves.
And I know the mayor of my community goes out.
Community.
And places they voted.
And this last year, 5,000
Decoration Day,
small American flags
was,
were placed on graves all over.
But now, pretty much everybody remembers
community.
Others that died.
Some people,
and this
Veterans Day is really.
Because it was Decoration Day.
And today was supposed to be.
Or so
it was first just for soldiers,
but now pretty much everybody remembers others that died
has been used
in their family.
Because
Veterans Day is really for the soldiers.
Flowers on
and today was supposed to be
loved ones
for soldiers, but then it died.
Grew
in 1864
into a date that
the tradition
used for a lot of people.
Women from
Pennsylvania
place flowers
on
the graves
of fallen soldiers,
loved ones
in
that have died.
In 1864,
the tradition
started.
Women from Pennsylvania placed flowers
American,
on the graves of fallen soldiers.
What they call the
AMVETS,
Veterans Group.
The case of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Motorcycle rally.
And then
that's what you see a lot on today.
There.
The American,
of,
what they call the AMVETS. American
the
Veterans Group.
Played a lot at funerals.
Usually has a motorcycle rally.
That's what you see a lot of today.
A lot
the,
of
veteran cemeteries.
And TAPS has played a lot at funeral. At,
it doesn't make any difference.
Well, yeah, funerals.
The race,
at,
the sex,
at the
color,
veteran
the
cemeteries.
There is
so
were
from
it doesn't make any difference.
World War II.
The race,
the sex,
well, if you,
the
no,
color,
from the Civil
the creed,
War. After that,
there
World
is
War One,
World War
Two.
From
there
World War
II,
real legitimate wars.
Well, if you,
no,
this,
but,
from the Civil War
made some more.
After
sense
that, through World War I, World War II.
But when you realize
when there were sort of legitimate,
at the end of the day,
legitimate wars,
there have been
this date.
So
made
many
some
people,
more sense, I think,
like 562,000.
But when you realize
during the Civil War
that at the end of the day,
any other war we were ever involved
there
in,
there have been
World War II is 408.
So many people,
like 562,000 people. people died during the Civil War.
Thankfully, it's gone
more than in any other war we were ever involved in.
Except for the outrage that was
World War II. 408,306
Americans
died
for killed
in
damn thing.
Thankfully, it's gone down
from there.
There hasn't been any,
except for the outrage that was in the Vietnam War.
Talk about
58,200
Americans died for not a damn thing.
Places
and since that time, we didn't
have accomplished what we were
real
supposed to
talk about going to.
Afghanistan, page after page,
of various things
that didn't
that we've gotten ourselves.
We didn't really accomplish what we were
the Operation Endure
Freedom in Afghanistan.
So there's page after page after
first
page,
28
of various
Americans were killed
that we've gotten ourselves involved in.
From the number of
the Operation Endure Freedom in Afghanistan
missing,
some prisoners of war
had never been found.
Those
Americans
people,
were killed.
I think we.
Think about
and then you
today,
go from the number of people killed in action to the people who are missing.
The people who have
some
died.
Some prisoners of war have never been found.
Those people.
Think of someone.
Think, think about my today.
I think about my father,
my
great uncle, for whom I am.
The people who have died
while in military service.
Often.
Please think of
about the
someone.
USS Wahoo.
I know my submarine.
Think about my father,
my great uncle, for whom I am.
Japanese time
named half of World War II.
I tell the story often.
Submarine
USS Wahoo,
the submarine that my uncle commanded during World War II.
The stories,
more Japanese
we have stories.
In the first half of World War II.
Those are stories that are good to tell today.
Submarine,
people don't
respect it or don't think about it.
So anyway, the stories.
Favorite of these stories,
we have stories.
And those are stories that are good to tell.
Ignore those people.
And if people
don't
respect it or don't think about it,
then
do me a favor and ignore them.
How's that?
Nah,
we can do that.
Yeah.
Ignore
yeah.
those people who just don't get it and who have no
my two
real
somber.
They also don't want to get it.
Somber reflection.
Nah, they don't.
Else.
You're right. Yeah, yeah, they don't.
All right, it's 48 after the hour. You're listening to the Memorial Day Live. Good
somber?
Day program
with Jane
Duck for somber reflection.
It is a somber
anything
day,
else?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, it's 48 after the hour. You're listening to the Memorial Day Live. Good day program with Jane Duck.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived, and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Food, man, and family time here on the Dex Seven Good Day program. As there are always, it seems, these recalls.
Food, fam, and family time here on the Dex Seven Good Day program.
As there are always, it seems,
one or two or three
recalls. We get started
dozens, if not
things that will appear.
If not thousands,
one thing about being on a holiday, listening to the program live when it's on.
In their community.
Not one or two or three new listeners,
usually dozens, if not hundreds,
download,
if not thousands of people who don't get a chance to listen to this program live when it's on,
if you will,
in their communities. So
a website,
I send you to the
Good Day download,
put all the audio and the information,
an idea of what's going on here,
there,
that pertains, if you will.
But we also have
a website, foodfarmfamily.com, in which we
put all of the audio and the information,
family farmer,
that
we
find for the day that.
So the
food that you're eating.
Company
and also
from
we have
Palmyra,
the American
Pennsylvania,
weekly
that
program
supplies
life on the farm, the small family farmer
with
there.
Penne.
So
the
mozzarella
company
salad
from Palmyra, Pennsylvania,
that supplies Wegmans
allergy or
with penne.
This is a mozzarella
lactose
salad,
I guess, right?
That may contain undeclared milk. People who have an allergy or severe sensitivity, is it? This isn't just about lactose intolerance, I guess, right?
Yeah, people this have is like actual allergy, possible anaphylactic shock. But
yep.
If you have this allergy,
no,
you
reported.
Never
I don't know, you don't
know
get really
what
sick, do you, on
products
this?
Might
consume
milk, like,
this,
for instance,
so.
Mozzarella cheese.
Yep, and that's what it is. No illness is reported. And I don't know, you don't get really sick, do you, on this? I don't know
if you have an allergy, a food intolerance is kind of like upset stomach, but if you have a
I'm going to
a
Wegmans today to do my shopping. I haven't been to the grocery store for a number of weeks.
Possible death.
There is a Wegmans around.
That's the difference between
like
the food intolerance and a food allergy.
There we go.
I'm going to a Wegmans today to do my shopping. I haven't been to the grocery store for a number of weeks. And there is a Wegmans around. I actually quite like the carcinogen when you cook something on the grill.
Grilled foods
are broiled.
Something to be thinking about because there's been this thing
about grilled foods.
The carcinogen when you cook something on the grill and it gets all charbroiled.
Burgers,
you have
hot dogs,
a risk of getting
maybe even
cancer.
Vegetables, fish sometimes.
The grill master,
the flavor.
Burgers.
Oh wow, doesn't that taste great?
Come on, you're ruining everything.
Does it have? Right,
you have a risk of getting cancer. The grill masters around the country say, come on, you're ruining everything. Right?
Maybe if that's all you eat every day, every meal for a,
there's not a straight line
of years and decades.
Eating food cooked on a grill
and
getting cancer.
Carcinogens can cause cancer. It doesn't
open
mean they always will cause
leads
cancer.
Leads to the development of carcinogens.
There's not a straight line between eating
food cooked on a grill and getting cancer.
If you're somebody who has
the open
risk, a higher risk than normal
to the development
of carcinogens, that is the browning or blackening
being around
of
exposed to and eating.
If you're somebody who has
kind of
a risk, a higher risk than normal
for getting cancer,
does it mean
your risk might increase
that chemical will
from being around exposed
cancer
to an eating
that's there
that's
created
that
by cooking
kind of food,
high heat,
but not necessarily does it mean automatically that chemical will cause
I've always
cancer.
That's there.
This was
been created
disgusting
by cooking over a high heat. That flame.
But there was
and the thing.
Trouble. I remember
going there's something about it.
And,
I've always felt
Burger King one day.
This was pretty disgusting.
And I remember getting
smelling that burning meat.
I don't know. But there was
and then
trouble.
My mind
I remember going
went
by
to what it was like
around
Burger King one day.
Because they
during
flame broil stuff.
And smelling
era in Germany.
Burning meat.
And what it must have
and then my mind went to what it was like.
Thing from
around the gas chambers.
And I have
an aversion to cooking
the Nazi era
or
in Germany.
Flesh
and
from something
what it
that
must
was
alive
smelled like. What a
and
horrible
then you cook it
thing for me to think. But I'm just thinking.
And I have
it's not
an
only
aversion to cooking
brings up all kinds of
eating flesh.
I know a lot of people say
something
that
was alive.
Steak.
And then you cook it.
What a great thing.
And eat it.
The amino acids.
It's not only
meat.
It brings up all kinds of horrible stuff. I know a lot of people say, oh, wow.
Proteins that are
steak
in when they
on the open flame.
On what a great thing.
Flame.
The amino acids.
The more you do,
the more you eat.
That increases
the proteins that are in meat
when they
liable to get
cooked on an open flame
in your body.
The more you do, the more you eat.
Makeup is in your body.
That increases everything else.
So, in fact,
is it good to
get the
grill vegetables?
Connection
yeah, they don't have any protein
in them.
What
your chemical
makeup is in your body as well as anything else.
Gas.
So, is it good to grill vegetables?
Yeah, they don't have any proteins in them, so that doesn't going to...
But still, that char, it's,
so,
it's
throw cold
gas
water. People want to be,
that blackened
grilling part, today,
that's
I suppose.
Makeup creases.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, right.
But so
when I reduce the risk for cold water on people who want to be
stuff, I guess that's the bottom line.
Grilling today,
I suppose. You do.
Also, don't forget food farm.
Maybe I did.
It's 59 past the hour.
The way to reduce the risk of cancer is not to grill stuff. I guess that's the bottom line. From the Good Day program. Also, don't forget food farm family. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.